Back in 2003, when the 10-year Clinton gun ban was set to expire, CNN deliberately tried to mislead the public. And I happened to be sitting there in their studio live, so I called them out. Watch this.
Well, if the ban on assault weapons expires, what kind of weapons would be legal?
Kira, let me say this at the start. I'm glad you ran that story, because apparently the only difference between the New York Times and CNN is that when a reporter for the New York Times fakes a story, he's fired, and at CNN he's not. Your bureau chief, John Zarella, deliberately faked the story yesterday, intending to show that the performance characteristics of banned firearms on the list are somehow different from the performance characteristics of firearms not on the banned list. He was implying that these were machine guns or fully automatic guns. That's not true.
Mr. LaPierre, I have to stop you there. No one fakes stories at CNN, and John Zarella definitely did not fake a story at CNN. You're very off base. I'm going to let you say your opinion, and let's have a conversation, but don't accuse our reporter of faking any story, sir.
Let me say it again in front of the whole country. Your reporter faked that story yesterday. It deliberately misread viewer. There's no way it could be true, and I challenge CNN to defend it.
Yeah, they did. They sure did. And here's the deal. The following Monday, CNN couldn't even make an honest retraction. They ended up calling it additional information. And yet they went on to prove exactly what I said was true, that their story was absolutely phony and it was deceitful. But here's the really sad thing. If I hadn't been sitting there live in that studio and caught them like a bank robber running out of the bank with a bag of money, with a dye exploding all over him, they never would have run the correction.